إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، من يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، كتاب التوحيد، الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد، فضيلة الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله. باب من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب. Chapter number 3. Who purifies tawheed from shirk etc. will enter paradise without giving an account.
Amen.
We started this chapter and we read the explanation of the two verses that Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala brought in the beginning of this chapter as a proof. The ayah of Surah An-Nahl, Inna Ibrahima كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. Verily Ibrahim عليه السلام was indeed a moral, devoutly obedient to Allah and unswervingly true in faith, and he was not of those who ascribe partners to Allah. And also the other ayah in Surah Al-Mu'minun, والذين هم بربهم لا يشركون. And those who ascribe not anyone in worship as partners with their Lord. ذكرنا مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. We mentioned and we read to you the relevance of this chapter to the book of التوحيد. وكذلك المعنى الإجمالي للآيتين. Likewise, we read to you in the previous class the meaning and the general meaning of the two verses. وَكَذَلِكَ الْفَوَائِدِ. Likewise, we mentioned the benefits. We read to you the benefits. وَالْيَوْمِ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ نُوَاصِلْ فِي دَرْسِ بَعْدِ الْفَجْرِ. And we continue, إن شاء الله تعالى, by the hadith. It's a long hadith, not very long, but it's a page. عن حسين بن عبد الرحمن قال كنت عند سعيد بن جبير فقال أيكم رأى الكوكب الذي انقض البارحة؟ فقلت أنا، ثم قلت أما إني لم أكن في صلاة ولكني لدغت. قال فما صنعت؟ قلت ارتقيت. قال فما حملك على ذلك؟ قلت حديث حدثناه الشعبي. قال وما حدثكم؟ قلت حدثنا عن بريدة بن الحصيب أنه قال لا رقية إلا من عين أو حمى. قال قد أحسن من انتهى إلى ما سمع، ولكن حدثنا ابن عباس عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال عرضت علي الأمم فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهط، والنبي ومعه الرجل والرجلان، والنبي وليس معه أحد إذ رفع لي سواد عظيم فظننت أنهم أمتي، فقيل لي هذا موسى وقومه، فنظرت فإذا سواد عظيم، فقيل لي هذه أمتك ومعهم 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. ثم نهض فدخل منزله فخال الناس في أولئك، فقال بعضهم فلعلهم الذين صحبوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وقال بعضهم فلعلهم الذين ولدوا في الإسلام فلم يشركوا بالله شيئا وذكروا أشياء. فخرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبروه فقال هم الذين لا يسترقون ولا يكتمون ولا يتطيرون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. فقام عكاش بن محصن فقال ادعوا الله أن يجعلني منهم. قال أنت منهم. ثم قام رجل آخر فقال أدعو الله أن يجعلني منهم، فقال سبقك بها عكاشة. الحديث أخرجه الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم والترمذي والدارمي والإمام أحمد رحمهم الله. In this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, likewise it is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, Imam al-Darimi, Imam Ahmad, rahimahumullah, on the authority of Husayn ibn Abd al-Rahman. Husayn ibn Abd al-Rahman. And he is from the Tabi'i al-Tabi'in. He says, once when I was with Sa'id ibn Jubair, and he was from al-Tabi'in, one of the main students of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He says, once when I was with Sa'id ibn Jubair, he asked, meaning Sa'id ibn Jubair, he asked the people around him, who among you did see the shooting star last night? So shooting star took place that night. I answered, meaning Husayn ibn Abd al-Rahman, he says, I answered, I had seen it, and then explained that I was not at the prayer at that time, because I had been stung by a poisonous scorpion. He said, he meaning here, Sa'id ibn Jubair, he says, what did you do? What did you then do? I replied, I used ruqyah. Incantation in English. I use ruqya to cure it. He says, what compelled you to do that? Another way, he said, what made you do that? Ruqya. I said, a hadith I heard from al-Sha'bi, from al-Tabi'in, Amir al-Sha'bi. So he asked, which hadith al-Sha'bi narrated? I replied, he reported from Buraida ibn al-Husayb, who said that ruqya is not allowed except for the treatment of an evil eye, the ayn, and poisonous sting. So Sa'id ibn Jubair said to him, he has done well by stopping on what he has heard, meaning to act according to the knowledge as opposed to ignorance. So this is one for the ulama. Meaning Imam al-Sha'bi. However, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated to us, and now is Sa'id ibn Jubayr saying, narrated to us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the nations were made to pass before me, and I saw a prophet with a small group with him. I saw a prophet with a small group with him, and a prophet with two or three people, and a prophet with none. Then there appeared a large group of people, which I took to be my nation, my ummah. But I was told that those were of Musa and his people, Musa alayhi salam. Later a larger group appeared, and I was told that those were my people. Among them were 70,000 who would enter paradise without reckoning or punishments. May Allah make us from the Amen. Amen. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then got up and went to his house. And the people went into discussion as to who they may be, those 70,000 people. Who they may be. Some said, perhaps they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Others said, maybe they belong to those who were born in Islam, and therefore had never ascribed anyone or any partners with Allah So the people, they start giving suggestions, trying to find out who are these people. And while they were exchanging their views like this, the Prophet ﷺ came out and was informed about the news. He said, ﷺ, those people are those who do not treat themselves with ruqya. And here, this translation, do not treat themselves with ruqya. What do you understand from it? No.
It doesn't mean for the one who acts upon the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, when he put it on himself. It means not for someone to ask him.
No.
Not that?
I'm not asking you what is the right thing you know from the explanation. What do you know, what you understand from literally, from this translation? What you understand literally, because I don't think this translation is right. What is it again?
About the ruqya.
Those people are those who do not treat themselves with ruqya. What do you understand literally from this?
Those who don't use the ruqya.
No. Yes? I'm not asking you what do you understand. Literally, what does this mean? Literally.
Literally, it means to not... those who do not treat themselves with ruqya.
Meaning they don't perform ruqya on themselves.
That's
what I understand from it. Do not treat themselves. Meaning they don't use ruqya on themselves. Okay, they don't recite Quran on themselves. But it's not the case. As Sheikh Salah Al-Fawzani says, they are those who do not ask others to perform ruqya on them. Okay, that's what Abu Damir was saying. That's why I didn't ask about what you understood from it, but what it literally means. So literally means here that in the translation, my kids don't leave no pen. No? Let me see that pencil or something. Jazakumullah khair. So here we're gonna like, that's why it's good to subhanAllah to see that. Because the translators sometimes they translate, they're human. MashaAllah, they translate literally. That's why the ulama, they mentioned translating is not for anybody. A good translator is the one who understands the texts. Sometimes a person is not just because he speaks good English and good Arabic, you know, but he has to have understanding of what he's translating to. And that's why the ulama, they says, look, you may have somebody PhD in Arabic and 6 PhDs in English. But if he's a Hizbi, he don't read his translations. Why? Because he's gonna, sometimes in certain parts of that text, or that statement of the ulama, that person is gonna translate it what he understood. Because it's not, you're not, that person is not translating kitabun, what is in English? A book. Qalamun?
A pen.
Rajulun?
A man.
Waladun?
Boy.
A boy. Rajulani?
Two men.
Rijalun?
Men.
Men in plural. Kitabun?
A book.
Kitabani?
Two books.
Kutubun?
Books.
Tayyib. No, it's not the case. When you're going to translate a text, if he's going to do it word for word, that translation is going to be like Google translation. You tried Google translation before? Man, you don't understand anything. So, because a person got to understand and then put it in his words and translate for you. Alright? طيب. But the Shaykh, that's why I stopped here. The Shaykh, he says, لا يسترقون, meaning not those, they are those who do not ask others. They don't go to people and say, Akhi, read some Quran on me. Do some ruqya on me. That's what he means in here. The true meaning of it. طيب. Where is it in here so I can highlight it? Highlight it too if you have that, inshallah ta'ala. Put the explanation of Sheikh, because what I gave you, that's the explanation of Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan himself. So they are those who do not treat themselves with ruqya. Huh? Tayyib. Nor do they believe in bad or good omen from birds, etc. Nor they do they get themselves branded, colorized. I said that right?
Yes.
Colorized.
Categorized.
Categorized. But they put their trust only in their Lord. On that, Ukasha ibn Mihsan radiallahu anhu, one of the companions, got up and said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, invoke Allah to make me one of them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are one of them. Allahu Akbar. Then another man got up and said, invoke Allah to make me one of them. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ukasha has preceded you. Has preceded you. I think this is better translation sometimes. And people heard people, they say, Ukasha beat you to it. I think this is a better translation. Ukasha has preceded you. Mean he asked you before? And there is a reason why the Prophet ﷺ gave this answer to this man, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on. Now, let's read to you, we began the explanation, reading to you the explanation. First of all, the Shaykh, he began by Tarajim al-Rijal al-Warid Asma'um fil Hadith. He began by mentioning a little biographies about the men, the names of the men that are mentioned in this Hadith. Who's the first name in this Hadith?
Husayn ibn
Abdul Rahman. Naam, who is he? He is Husayn ibn Abdul Rahman al-Sulami al-Harithi min Tabi'i al-Tabi'in. So he is from Atba' al-Tabi'in. مات سنة 136. He died in a year 136 of the Hijrah, and he was 93 years old. رحمه الله تعالى. Who is the second name mentioned?
سعيد
ابن جبير. He هو الإمام الفقيه. He is an eminent imam. من أجلة أصحاب ابن عباس. From amongst the most noble disciples of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه. The students and the companions of Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهم. قتله الحجاج سنة 95 ولم يكمل 50. And this noble scholar, he was killed by الحجاج ابن يوسف الثقفي. He didn't even complete 50 years old. Who's the third name mentioned in the Hadith?
Ash-Sha'bi.
Ash-Sha'bi. Bid'ain. After the Sheen. Ash-Sha'bi. Ismuhu Amir ibn Sharahil. Amir ibn Sharahil al-Hamadani. Wulida fi khilafati Umar. He was born in the Khilafah of Umar, alayka salam. Who was born in the Khilafah of Umar, radiallahu anhu. وهو من ثقات التابعين. He is from the ثقات. Trustworthy, reliable narrators. He was one from the ulama, the great ulama of the Salaf, from التابعين. He died in the year 103 of the Hijrah. 103 of the Hijrah. And then who is the second name? Before Ibn Abbas. Ahsan, Buraida. بريدة ابن الحصيب ابن الحارث الأسلمي صحابي شهير is a well known companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He died in the year 63 of the Hijrah. 63 of the Hijrah. And then the next name ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما هو الصحابي الجليل. He is the noble companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ابن عباس ابن عبد المطلب. He is the son of, he is Abdullah. His father is Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Abbas radiyallahu anhu. Ibn Abd al-Muttalib. Ibn Ammi al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ibn Abbas, Abdullah Ibn Abbas was cousin. Was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cousin. They were cousins. Because their parents, they were brothers. Their fathers. دعا له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم make دعاء and he says اللهم فقهه في الدين وعلمه التأويل. Says, oh Allah, give him the correct understanding of the religion when he was young boy, and give him the correct interpretation of the meanings of the Quran. فكان كذلك, and he was like that. Subhanallah. الله أكبر. ومات بالطائف سنة 68 للهجرة. He died in الطائف in the year 68 of the Hijrah. What's the next name in the hadith? Ukasha. Ukasha ibn Muhsan. The next man in the hadith was Ukasha. He is Ukasha ibn Muhsan ibn Harthan al-Asadi. Kana min as-sabiqin al-Islam. He is one of those who accept Islam in early stages. Hajara. He made the hijrah. وشهد بدرا وقاتل فيها, and he was one of those who witnessed Badr. Not all the companions participated in Badr, but he is one of those who participated in Badr and fought in it. واستشهد في قتال الردة مع خالد بن الوليد سنة 12 هجرية, and he died and he was martyred. Actually he was martyred while fighting the apostate, the people who has left the religion after the death of the Prophet ﷺ in the Khilafah of Abu Bakr under the leadership of Khalid ibn al-Walid. Meaning, when they were fighting, Khalid ibn al-Walid, he was the leader of that army, and he was martyred in the year 12 of the Hijrah. Maybe like a year and a half after the death of the Prophet
ﷺ. That's the time of
Musaylimah. Aina. It was a couple of them, not just Musaylimah. It was a couple of them. And who is the next man?
Your
So here, قلت ارتقيت. See, Hussein ibn Abdul Rahman, he said to Sa'id ibn Jubair, he says when he was stung by that poisonous scorpion, he said to him, what did you do? He says, ارتقيت. What mean ارتقيت? He says, طلبت من يرقيني. I asked someone to perform ruqya on me. That's why he gave him the hadith. Let's go back to here. See here also in the translation, we gotta highlight that one too. See that? Look in the beginning of the translation, when Sa'id ibn Jubair he asked this man, this tabi'i, what did you do when you were stung by that poisonous scorpion? In Arabic, he says, irtaqaytu. يعني, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan says, طلبتُ من يرقيني. I asked someone to perform ruqya on me. In the translation, he says, what they said in translation? Who remember? I used ruqya to cure it. I used it could be many things. He just used ruqya, but in what way? Do we understand in what way? No. So this one too, you gotta look at the explanation of the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan. Here I use ruqya, meaning he could use it himself. Right? But here in the Arabic text, he says that he asks somebody to perform ruqya on him. وما هي الرقية؟ قال الشيخ صلاح الفوزان قراءة القرآن والأدعية الشرعية على المصاب مرض ونحوه. رقية incantation is when a person recites the Quran and some invocations and أدعية on the person who is afflicted with an illness or with something else. Okay. He says to him what? So he said to him, ما حملك على ذلك؟ Meaning, what is your proof to do this? What was your proof that make it permissible for you to do this? And he mentioned to him the statement of Buraida. And then when he told him that statement from Buraida, radiallahu anhu, and then he praised that. Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he says, Mashhamdulillah, that's a good thing. He has done well, the one who asked alim. Okay? This is way better than a person who act based on ignorance. And I said, he has done well, the one who asked alim and act upon the statement of a scholar. And this is one of the companions of Ridwan Allah alayhim. And then, when he says that the Prophet ﷺ said, عُرِدَتْ عَلَيَّ الْأُمَمْ, that the nations were presented before me, قِيلَ كَانَ ذَلِكَ لَيْلَةَ الْإِسْرَاءِ. So this was in the night of the Ascension, the Isra. Allah present to him and made him see this, the how these nations will come in Yawm al-Qiyamah. SubhanAllah. How they will come in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Wal-Rahat, he says, then a prophet with a rahat of people following him. Al-Rahat dun al-Ashara. This term in Arabic, al-Rahat, is any number that is less than 10. Some of the ulama, they says from 3 to 9. Okay? And he says, when he says there was a prophet who has none, nobody with him, meaning nobody believed in him and followed him from his people. طيب. He says, and then when he says that these are people who will enter al-Jannah bila hisab wala adab, أي لا يحاسبون ولا يعذبون قبل دخولهم الجنة لتحقيقهم التوحيد. They were not put to account nor passed through any punishment before entering the Jannah. Because some Muslims may end up in the hellfire. May Allah protect us. Ameen. And you, Ameen. But these ones, they do not. The Shaykh says لتحقيقهم التوحيد. Because of the importance of Tawheed, they purified their Tawheed. So the people, they began to know when the Prophet ﷺ tell them, who are these people? And the people, they began to discuss, having a discussion, who are these people? أي بأي عمل نالوا هذه الدرجة. When the people, they began to suggest and to discuss, they trying to find what is the deed? What is the deed that these people do that made them from these people? فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوهَا إِلَّا بِعَمَلٍ فَمَا هُوَ. So the Sahaba, they says, these people to be from these 70,000, they got to, for them to get to the Jannah in this way, they got to have done something. And look at the Sahaba, they really wants to know what is that thing. So they can act upon it. فأخبروه. So they informed the Prophet ﷺ with their discussion what they was saying. فَقَالَ, because they want to know who are these 70,000 people. How to be from them. Even though they are the companions, ikhwan. They are the best of this ummah. Still wants to be from these people. Look, khair, good. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ أي لا يطلبون من يرقيهم استغناء عن الناس. They do not ask others to perform ruqya on them. There is no need for the people. That's what it means. ولا يكتوون. Also here it says لا يكتوون. They, nor do they get themselves branded. Also this is, when you read at the explanation of Sheikh Fawzan, he says, and they are those who do not ask others to perform that branding, to brand them. Okay? وَلَا يَتَيَّرُونَ أَيْ لَا يَتَشَأَمُونَ بِالطُّيْرُ نَحْوِهَا. They do not believe in good or bad omens from birds, etc. وعلى ربهم يتوكلون, but they put their trust in their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, في جميع أمورهم عليه لا على غيره ويفوضون أمورهم إليه. In all of their matters and their affairs, they trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they turn to Him and depend upon Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only in their Lord. They put their trust only in their Lord. المعنى الإجمالي, the general now, the general explanation. تفضل عندك قلم ولا عندك واحد ثاني؟ طيب بارك الله جزاك الله. المعنى الإجمالي, the general meaning of this hadith. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, يصف لنا حسين بن عبد الرحمن حوارا دار في مجلس سعيد بن جبير بمناسبة انقداد كوكب في الليل. He says, رحمه الله وجزاه الله عن الإسلام والمسلمين خيرا, حسين بن عبد الرحمن رحمه الله, he's describing for us a conversation that took place in the gathering of سعيد بن جبير. It's from the ulama. In the gathering of سعيد بن جبير, and the reason or the topic or the theme of this conversation, it was about a falling star, right? Or a shooting star? A shooting star that has fallen that night, the night that preceded that gathering. فأخبرهم حسين أنه شاهد انقداده لأنه لم يكن حين ذاك نائما. So it was a group of people. And then Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu, he says, who amongst you saw the falling of the shooting star last night? So, because the stars don't fall, like the shooting stars don't happen every day, right? So if somebody see it, it's like, MashaAllahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. It's like, so perhaps maybe that's what happened at that time. Allahu A'lam. And he says, who amongst you saw that? So Hussein, rahimahullah, he informed them that he saw that. Because at that moment of the night, he was not asleep. He was not sleeping. He was in a night. إلا أنه خاف أن يظن الحاضرون أنه ما رأى النجم إلا لأنه يصلي. And then look, subhanAllah, look at the people. He was afraid that, because he says, look, I saw it. And he was afraid that the people might think, like, oh yeah, he was up praying. Huh? He wasn't asleep because he was up praying, tahajjud. Huh? So he was afraid that the people might think that. فَأَرَادَ أَنْ يَدْفَعَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ إِهَامَةَ تَعَبُّدٍ لَمْ يَفْعَلْهُ كَعَادَةِ السَّلَفِ بِحِرْسِ مَعَ الْإِخْلَاصِ. Allahu Akbar. So he wants to repel away from himself, that the people might think that he was doing an act of worship, but he wasn't doing it. He didn't. As the Salaf, Ridwanullah alayhim, they used to always preserve their ikhlas and make sure that whatever they do it sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I was going to ask you, does this necessarily mean that he wasn't praying? Because sometimes they protect themselves from that. And it, did it mean that
he Naam, he said himself, said, Lam akun fi salat. He didn't say, I was doing stuff, but I'm not going to tell you. He says, Lam akun fi salat. Naam, fil hadith, he says, Lam akun fi salat. I wasn't praying. لم أكون في صلاة أما إني لم أكون في صلاة and that's why he told them why he was asleep why he was up you know why he was up
yeah
because he got فأخبر بالسبب الحقيقي yes Sheikh Fawzan he said right here فأخبر بالسبب الحقيقي and he informed them about the real reason why he was asleep he was awoke or awake where he was awake Awoke, man. That's a past perfect. Or something like when he was awoke. Right here?
That's correct.
Ahsant. Awake, awoke, awoke.
When he was awake when it happened. When he was woke when he told him.
When he was awoke.
When he was woke when he told him.
Yeah, when he was awoke, that he was awoke.
That's
he was right?
Yeah, not
oh, me, I wasn't right. I think it's both. I think they both. Awoke and awaken. Yeah. Allah Ta'ala. Tayyib. He was not sleeping. I know. So he informed about the real reason why he was not sleeping. طيب. وأنه بسبب إصابة حصلت له. And that something happened to him. He got stung. فانتقل البحث إلى السؤال عما صنع حيال تلك الإصابة. So now سعيد بن جبير continued the conversation with حسين. And not Hussein, Hussein with the Saad. There's a difference between Hussein and Hussein. This is Hussein. Hussein, Hussein with the Saad. So he was asked now, what did you do at that time? Now you got stung, what did you do? فأخبر أنه عالجها بالرقية. So he informed that he was treated by the way of a ruqya, incantation. فسأله سعيد عن دليله الشرعي على ما صنع. So سعيد بن جبير رضي الله عنه, he asked him about the proof from the legislation. Why you do this? Okay. فذكر له الحديث الوارد على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في جواز الرقية. So he mentioned to him the hadith. That's permissible to use ruqya. فَصَوَّبَهُ فِي عَمَلِهِ بِالدَّلِيلِ So Sa'id ibn Jabir, he told him, yes, you have done good by following the proof. By following the proof. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ لَهُ حَالَةً أَحْسَنَ مِمَّا فَعَلْ And then, after that, he mentioned to him something better than that what he has done. Better than what he has performed. وَهِيَ التَّرَقِّي إِلَى كَمَالِ التَّوْحِيدِ بترك الأمور المكروهة مع الحاجة إليها. Why is better? The Sheikh says because he pointing out to the perfection of Tawheed by leaving off the disliked matters, even though the people may are in dire need for them at that moment. توكل على الله, putting their trust in Allah سبحانه وتعالى كحال السبعين الألف. الذين يدخلون الجنة بلا حساب العذاب. The example of those 70,000 who will enter الجنة without reckoning and without punishment. حيث وصفهم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Since the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described them بأنهم يتركون الرقية والكي تحقيق للتوحيد. That they do not ask for incantation to be practiced on them nor to be branded so that they can perform and purify, actually purify their tawheed, their Islamic monotheism. وَيَأْخُذُونَ بِالسَّبَبِ الْأَقْوَى وَهُوَ التَّوَكُّلُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And they follow the stronger and the greater mean than this, than the ruqya, than that, which is to depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to put their trust in Allah and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَسْأَلُوا أَحَدًا غَيْرَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى شَيْئًا مِنَ الرُّقْيَ فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. And they do not ask anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform ruqya on them or other than that. So the ulama, rahimahumullah, when they mention this matter, says, so he says, they are those who do not ask people to perform ruqya on them. Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, Shaykh bin Uthaymeen and others, they mention that. But if somebody come to somebody and says, find him sick and began to recite Quran and dua and make ruqya, it's okay. It's okay. And Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, when I was reading his seerah and his life and what he used to do the ruqya. He used to read of certain people, rahimahullah. So here what it means in this hadith, they do not ask the people to perform ruqya on them. They don't go to somebody and say, Akhi, read some Quran on me. I'm here for you so you can do some ruqya. They can do it themselves. Okay? They can themselves perform ruqya by reading Quran, making dua, like the hadith. If you're sick, for example, the Prophet ﷺ tells us, you put your hand on the part that ache and say, say Allahu Akbar, or Bismillah three times, and you repeat this dua 7 times. أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر. So you say Bismillah 3 times, and you put your hand or whatever. You have a migraine, you have a headache, you have pain in your shoulders, on your knees, stomach, and you say, and you make this dua 7 times. It's on Hisn al-Muslim. أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر.
You're saying it has to be the right hand?
Allahu A'lam. I didn't say right hand, right?
No, you just said hand.
In the hand, yeah. Inshallah. Allahu A'lam, I don't think you have to be, because he didn't mention. Usually, the right hand people, they use the right hand. So, now. مناسبة الحديث للباب. Now the Shaykh mentioned the relevance of this hadith to this chapter. In another way, he telling us the reason why Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab رحمه تعالى chose this hadith as a proof into this chapter. قال أن فيه شيئا من بيان معنى تحقيق التوحيد وثواب ذلك عند الله تعالى. Because this hadith highlights. In it, portion of this hadith highlights what the Shaykh is talking about. تحقيق التوحيد, purifying the tawheed, fulfilling the tawheed completely. Not mixing it with other things. Some people, yes, they alhamdulillah, they know the tawheed, they have tawheed, but they may mixing it with other things. But the تحقيق التوحيد is like when you have it complete, pure tawheed. And that also the thawab, the reward of that, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the Jannah, without accounting and without punishment. May Allah make us from the Ameen. And then the Shaykh, he began to mention the fawaid. What is some of the benefits? They like 23, and if we began to mention them, it may take us more than the time. We don't want to take more than we already took from you. This is the morning. Some brothers are tired. So we may leave this for the next Saturday, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum. So anyone don't want me to repeat something from what I said? نعم. Repeat the general meaning. نعم. Inshallah. Okay, the general meaning is, I'm going to give you the meaning of it. The meaning of it, in summary, that Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu, from Atba' al-Tabi'een, one of the main companions of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Huma, he has gatherings. As you know, the ulama, they have gatherings. Alhamdulillah, their students come to them and other people come to them. One of those gatherings, he himself mentioned, he says, who amongst you saw the shooting star that fall, you know, last night? So one of the people, his name Hussein ibn Abdul Rahman, rahimahullah, from Atba' al-Tabi'een. Because he's a student of a Tabi'i. He's a student of a Tabi'i, so he's Atba' al-Tabi'een. So he says, yes, I saw it. But then he gave the reason why he was not asleep. Because he was afraid that the people may say, oh man, he was in making tahajjud, because, you know. So he says, no, he was stung by a poisonous scorpion. At that moment, Ibn Abbas, Sa'id Ibn Jubayr said to him, what did you do at that moment? Because getting stung by poisonous, that's not something easy. What did you do? He says, I perform ruqya. I use the ruqya. So Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he wants to know what made him do that. What is the proof? What is the proof to do the ruqya? He says, the hadith of Buraydah radiallahu anhu. So as soon as he told him a hadith, he said, MashaAllah, Jazakallahu khairan. That was good. Well done. You have done good by acting upon the proof. He said, but here, this was Ibn Abbas. We heard from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And he mentioned to him the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw the nations, okay, to the end of the hadith, and that a larger group will be the group of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us from them. Ameen. But from them, there is 70,000 who will enter al-Jannah with no accounting, with no punishments. May Allah make us from them. Ameen. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to his house. And then the people, they want to know who are these 70,000. Because the Sahaba, they compete one another for good. And they began to suggest, some of them they say, maybe they're the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because you know there is a virtue, the companions have virtue, a great virtue over others, over us, walhamdulillah. No. Some they say, maybe they are those who were born into Islam, they never commit shirk before. And they say other things, ثُمَّ ذَكَرُوا أَشْيَاءَ. أَشْيَاءَ meaning other things. They didn't mention, but he said they mentioned other things. But these are the two things they mentioned to us. And then the Prophet ﷺ came out and they are still engaging in that conversation. And then they told him what they were talking, they trying to figure out who are these 70,000 people, and the Prophet ﷺ, he tell them who they are. They are those who لا يسترقون. They do not ask others to perform ruqya on them. ولا يكتوون, nor ask others to brand them. ولا يتطيرون. They don't believe in good or bad omens. Black cat walking under a ladder, sin number 13 in an elevator, and jump from the window. All that stuff. They don't believe in that stuff. There is no number 13. You know that? In a hotel and stuff? In an elevator, they don't put 13. They skip it from 12 to 14.
They don't have 13 steps either.
They never put 13 steps?
Either 12 or 14.
12 or 14. They want to save money. Save bricks. Alright. طيب. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. But look at these 70,000. They don't. ولا يتطيرون. وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. And they put their trust in their Lord Allah سبحانه وتعالى. طيب. So that was the general meaning.
I was enjoying how it was put about the Sahabis. about how they were suggesting and they wasn't doing and they were searching for knowledge.
And
they wanted to compete. And it was said about them in a nice way where they wasn't guessing or anything bad about them. It was very handsome the way you put the speech about Allah. Something they didn't know.
Alhamdulillah, they were trying to find out. Because the Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan, he says, Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan, remember, he says, they know that this 70,000, the Sahaba, they know the 70,000, they get this great virtue and this great reward by something they must have done. Now, and then, they were trying to find out what is their action, what is their deed that this 70,000 must do, they did to enter the Jannah so they can act upon that too. Likewise, Ikhwan, us. We know, for example, in the ayah, Zakallah khairan Abu Damir. Now look at the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 100, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those who follow them exactly in that which they were upon. Allah is pleased with them and they pleased with Him. And prepared for them garden of paradise, which underneath rivers flow. They will dwell in there forever. And that's the ultimate success. Now here, these are people who Allah is pleased with them. And if Allah is pleased with you, that's all you need, man. Don't worry about what other people think about you. So now here is the question. If he wants to be in the Jannah, because Allah didn't say, did Allah just say Muhajir and Ansar? Yeah, he says, and those who follow them. So whoever followed them. So now, if he wants to be from those people that Allah is pleased with them, what we have to do? We just have to follow. We have to, in our discussions, look at the Sahaba, what the discussion they have. Okay? Does any one of them say, oh, listen, I'm a companion, alhamdulillah, Jannah, mashallah, mashallah. No, none of that. They still, they're companions, they're the best of this ummah. It's one of them, you know, Ukasha, he was one of those who witnessed Badr. And in the authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says that Allah says to the people of Badr, do whatever you want to do, I forgive you. But still he's like, ask Allah to make me one of them. Allahu Akbar. Hirsuhum. The ulama says, hirsuhum ala al-khair. They're so diligent to do good. Not like somebody, may Allah say, I prayed Fajr on time, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. I ain't going nowhere bad. That's good. No, what do you mean it was good? You see somebody reading the Quran, and you just want to go, you don't have a dentist appointment, you don't go into work, and you're like, wait a minute. This brother reading the Quran, me, I'm just going to go out. Where am I going now? I'm not going to work. My mother didn't call me and tell me come right after Salat to take me somewhere. Then why is he reading the Quran better than me? Why, he's better than me? See, that's how we do it. You sit down, a couple of brothers, and discuss. And like, wait a minute, akhi. Allah is pleased with the Sahaba, the companions, the Muhajirin, the Ansar, and those who follow them with good. How can we be from those people who follow them with good? And that's how we're going to do it. And if we do it every day, we're going to be checking ourselves every day. InshaAllah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Naam akhi.